Welcome back to the Well Sports Show, and yes, it has been a while, but we are back, literally with a bang. We have the Welsh wrecking machine, John Phillips, on the show, straight out of UFC London on the 15th of March, coming off his loss to Jack Marshman, a controversial loss, some may say. John definitely thinks so, and he's come on the show today to talk about the loss, to talk about the decision, and to say his piece, to say what he really think went down that night and what the result should have been.
And without further ado, please enjoy this conversation we had with John Phillips.
So talk to me. I mean, how have the last 2 days been since the fight? I mean, have you had much time to reflect on what's happened and maybe come to peace with it a bit, or?
To be honest, mate, you know, it's a fucking tough pill to swallow. Like, you know, I know I won that fight, and I think everyone there who knows, who's got any sense about fighting, knows I won that fight. And the stats speak for themselves. Every stat you look at, I'm ahead, even on the UFC stats, I'm ahead. So it's mind-boggling. But, you know, the judges have a hard job, and I suppose they can't get it right all the time, and decisions be made now, and folks, it is what it is.
Yeah, so do you think that there's, you know, because I think that entire card had a few, you know, weird judge calls, and a few people think the wrong fight they won on a few occasions. Do you think that the scoring needs to change in MMA, or something with the judging needs to change? Because a lot of these people have never had a fight themselves.
Yeah, you know, you definitely need to have fighting experience to be a judge. It makes sense, you know, it's a no-brainer. You know, and you look at all other disciplines where the referees or judges, 9 out of 10, I'd say 90% of them have all got past experience in that specific discipline. So it's, you know, it's a no-brainer that they should be ex-athletes or have ex-coaches who accept that they should have some experience. If they've got no experience, fuck, I may as well put my missus in as a judge.
So if we take it round by round, can you talk us about how you think each round went for you, and how you honestly think that should have been scored?
Well, you know, we obviously went into the game plan. We were expecting Jack to look to the takedown. And to be honest, I was either expecting him to throw a flurry of punches, wait for me to react and shoot on my reaction, or wait for me to engage and he would shoot off that engagement. But he just didn't do nothing. I obviously caught him the knockdown. I could have jumped on him, but if you watch Jack's previous fights, whenever he's hurt, I wouldn't even say when he's hurt, he's always in the fight, you know, he's always gets stuck in, you know. And to be honest, I thought right after the knockdown now, he's gonna try and get one back, or he's gonna get stuck in. So if I call him up and I'll pick my shot and hopefully get the highlight reel knockout, and that's what I expected. I expect him to get back up and say, right then, the fight's on, let's go, let's give the fans what they want, you know. And well, he just run. he ran, and it was like, it wasn't if he was even running on the back foot, or going on the back foot, not running, but going on the back foot and looking for the hard counter shot, which would be an intelligent thing to do. But he didn't try. He was just on survival mode. And he was, you know, I couldn't even, because at one point I was thinking, right, I'm going to have to shoot for a takedown. But he was running so much, the takedown would have been so far away from him. It would have been ridiculous, you know what I mean? It was just, and a few times I stopped in the fight and called him forward. I was like, what are you doing? Like, just fight, you know? I could hear the crowd booing. I'm thinking, fuck, I'm getting booed. And I was thinking, well, hold on, I'm trying to fight. Let's mix it up. And I was ready for giving fight the night. I was ready for war, like.
Yeah, so you said you knocked Jack down in the opening round and you called him back to his feet, obviously. But looking back at it now, do you regret not going for the finish there and then?
No, I don't regret it. You know, I think I was a better, superior boxer. I caught him when I shot, put him down. And yeah, I could have jumped on him, but I think it was good to call him back up. I'm just gutted really that he didn't engage, which I was expecting him to engage then after that. You know, he didn't even, you know, his takedown attempts were pathetic. He didn't even commit to a takedown, you know. So I thought, right, because we'd obviously trained a lot of wrestling and I was ready to scroll and stuff him and take his back or whatever and just go into ground the palm. But Christ, he didn't even, you know, he attempted a few single legs, but they were, fuck, they were amateur.
Yeah, you mentioned about him not wanting to engage, and I think, I can't remember what round it was, but at the end of one round, you pointed at the floor as if to say, you know, let's stand and bang, and Jack didn't seem interested in that, and I think Dan Hardy said that it looked like Jack said something back to you. Did you remember what he said?
I remember talking to him in the fight, saying, hey, come on, you know, let's fucking go, like, and he was saying, no, I'm ahead, and I said to him, how the fuck do you think you're ahead? And I obviously, in the second round then, I went for a kick and fell, and as soon as I got up, I was like, fuck, I hope they haven't scored that as a knockdown. And lucky that they hadn't. So, and then looking at the scorecards, obviously, they had me winning, you know, everyone had me winning first, they had me losing second and winning third. You know, you look at Octagon Control, you have to give that to me. You look at Aggression, you have to give that to me. Damage, you have to give that to me. Knockdowns, to me. There was no takedowns, there was no sub attempts. So it just baffles me, really, like.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of, you know, the fight you wanted to make, given, and obviously the fight that Jack wanted to make, did you feel a sense of, you know, what's the word I'm looking for, responsibility to make it, like a barn burner fight, because that's what it was billed as being. I remember Dan Hardy said he was going to pick this one for fight of the night before it started. Did you feel a responsibility to really put on a show?
You know, don't be wrong, it's MMA, and take it by fucking no means. There's, you know, if I needed to hit the takedown, I would have hit the takedown. If the sub was there, I would have took the sub. But he just didn't engage, you know, and I honestly thought, you know, you look at his past fights, you always get stuck in, and even if you say, right, he played a smart game, but I don't like the caller, but I'd say he was a coward. He didn't fight.
So, by your perspective then, there was no point in the fight where you felt any sort of, you know, danger or felt that you were down on the scorecards?
You know, when I went into the third round, I honestly thought, right, he's going to come out now and really have a go, because he tried to take me into the later rounds. We all are obviously in the last round. So I was expecting him to push in the last round or really work for a takedown. But I thought, right, if he pushes and walks on or something, great, or tries to engage, happy days, I think I'll catch him. But if not, I'll keep doing what I'm doing, and I think I've done enough. And you know what, I purposely didn't push that little bit extra in the third round, because I honestly thought I'd done enough. I thought, I don't want to push now and give a stupid takedown away or something, so he wins the round just by stalling on top of me or something. But I thought I'd done enough, you know, and going into the third, I won the third round, but I could have pushed a lot harder in the third round, because, you know, I didn't push a lot harder, so I thought, I've done enough. And even when I was trying to push, I couldn't, even if I pushed harder, I couldn't, he wouldn't engage.
Yeah, I think the crowd reaction said a lot when the result was announced, and Jack was trying to get his point across in the post-fight interview, and I think his argument was that he was more clever, he outboxed you technically, and can you at all see his perspective, or do you think that he doesn't believe that himself?
Man, you could see by the expression on the team's face when they called it, that they couldn't believe they won either, you know. And don't be wrong, I'd hold my hands up. If I lost the fight, I'd say, I lost the fight. I've done my best. It weren't my night. And, you know, I've been in that situation, and so was Jack. And he knew he didn't win that fight. And they can call it close. It weren't a close fight. He was running. And they said, oh, he was jabbing. He was pulling away from his jab. He wasn't even committed to a jab. I couldn't even come to his jab because he wouldn't commit to a jab. It's a lot of frustration, you know. And whether he believes he played the right game or not, his team. I truly believe that their whole game plan was just to survive, and he just done enough to survive. He didn't. I don't think he come to fight. I think he come to survive.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, regardless of the result, I mean, this fight was billed and I think was, you know, it was historic and monumental for Welsh MMA, and as far as the UFC is concerned anyway, it really did put Wales on the map. So, you know, regardless of the result, is this going to be something that you look back on and proud to be a part of?
I'm always proud to be a part of Welsh MMA and MMA in general. And yeah, it's great to have the first all Welsh iconic fight, but it's just you know, there'll always be that sour taste in my mouth. I can't blame Jack and his team as much as I'd like to, and it was the judge's fault, you know. And it just sucks, mate. It just sucks. I think we need to do a fucking rerun. You know, we need to have a rematch.
That was my next question. I mean, I was going to say, do you have any interest in running it back or looking towards a new opponent? But you seem definite about the rematch.
I'd fight again tonight. And there's no doubt about that. I was ready to go again on the night. I was so fucking pissed off.
Yeah, I imagine if you went again, you would you'd come with badder intentions this time, I'm assuming.
Yeah, a lot worse, mate. Trust me, I wouldn't leave it in the hands of the judges next time. You know, it is what it is. It sucks, but there's pointless crying about spilt milk. It's done now and need to move on from it. But I think we definitely need to run it again and have a rematch, you know.
Yeah, I love that attitude, man. And I think it's safe to say that the entire nation wants to see the rematch. So we'll be looking forward to that one. And man, I just want to say thanks again for coming on. And you know, we wish you all the best. And hopefully we speak to you after the next one's over.
Top man, thanks for having me on, guys.